Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were stronger across the board today, led higher by the Kansas City wheat futures. July closed up strong again, up around 24 cents at 783.5. If you go back just a few short weeks ago, you saw Kansas City down around $6 in July. So that's one really significant rally. If you look at the front month, which is the May Kansas City wheat, it has pretty much gone straight up since the end of January or 1st of February through today. And this is the highest level we've seen in the year. So things are really good, really strong here. We're above all of the key technical resistance levels. So things are strong now. Part of it's due to the dry weather here in the Southern Plains. Part of it's due to the geopolitical concerns in Russia and the Ukraine. But combine it all together, if we can grow a wheat crop this year and it begins to rain here in the Southern Plains, we should be sitting pretty in terms of revenues. But we won't know until later on in the spring or early summer. Corn futures were the quiet one, just slightly higher at the end of the day. December 14 up a half at 488.25. And then soybeans strong across the board, up 13 in May. And then November only up 6 at 1190.5.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
A couple of things going on here this week in terms of ag news. We had an ethanol production report this morning. Showed overall production was up at 6.237 million barrels. Stocks down to 15.277 and near their annual lows or lowest levels we've been in the year. But profit margins jumped considerably. They're up to $2.30 a bushel in Iowa. Last time they were near these highs was in December, and they were at an all-time high then of $2.50 a bushel. So we should continue to see an increase in production. And then we had a private analyst telling us how many acres they think we'll get. Soybeans are calling for 83.6 million acres, which would be a record. 2009 was the last record at 77.451 million acres. So about 6 million acres more than the last high. That's a significant increase for bean acres and should weigh on the November 14 contracts. Corn, 90.9 million acres. That's the lowest since 2010. These high prices have really upped the acres there for corn. And then wheat is pretty much in line with all of the previous guesses at just over 57 million bushels. The takeaway should be a bearish new crop beans and a little bit bullish for new crop corn.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, April live cattle were up 42 cents at 146.12. March feeders were up 27 at 174.40. And April lean hogs closed up 92 cents at 124.15. In the grain markets, Kansas City May wheat was up 25 cents at 788.25. Chicago May wheat was up 23.25 at 715.75. In the row crops, Chicago May corn was up 1.5 cents on the day at 487.75. May soybeans were up 13 at 1431.25. And in the cotton markets, May cotton was down 31 points at 92.62, and the July contract finished down 25 points at 91.83 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.